The University of Kansas Health System is proud to be the official healthcare provider of the Kansas City Current. From youth athletes to the pros, we put player care first to turn their dreams into reality. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/kccurrent.
In some of my songs, I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer.
The Border Patrol is presented by Walker Medical Linen Services. Walker Medical Linen specializes in bed linens, towels, scrubs, and lab coats. Family owned and operated for over 140 years. Find out why hospitals of all sizes, surgery centers, and medical clinics trust Walker Medical Linen. Online at walkermls.com.
It makes me feel mellow.
See, here we go now. We have taken this show to the next level. This is what I needed.
Yeah, you went from dicks to what?
Right, right. Oh, but another play. Can we play that clip one more time? Nate wants to hear that about how Grady Dick did and KU's win over Duke last night. Do we have an update, please, from Marco Marquez? Because we've tried to play highlights throughout the show because you heard the game right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Dick on the finish.
Thank you. So now I started to hit a wall, and then my friend Mike Boddicker comes in here to say hello. And now my other friends, Adam and Kyle from Boulevard Brewing Company, are here. And Nate Bucati. Nate, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
He's standing outside his room trying to get his key to work.
Kyle enjoyed the GIF. Yes. Of you being locked out of the hotel room.
Yeah, that close footage of you I saw on Twitter just now was fantastic. You set that tray down so fast.
By the way, they also say it's GIF. So how do you respond to that?
Well, the guy that invented it says it's GIF, so it's, you know. Wow. A lot of respect to you guys.
What's he know?
Right.
Yeah. That's just a peanut butter.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
So, look, I'm just going to be honest. I'm going to be a little surly during this segment.
Why?
Because I'm not there drinking beer with you guys.
You didn't get your bathroom break because you got locked out, right?
I'm having serious FOMO right now.
So have we established that it was indeed the magnetic strip's fault that you got locked out?
Yes.
That's what we're going to say.
Not use your air.
I went down, got a new key, and it worked.
Okay, great. Okay, nice. So first I want to ask you guys, so Boulevard Brewing Company is such a big part of the community, and I love where you guys are located, right over by the great West Side neighborhood, where I had so many friends and family living and growing up, spending so much time there. But you're, you know, right next to downtown. What did you guys think? What was your reaction to see that open letter from John Sherman? And, you know, it's we've all known it, but mm-hmm. There's going to be a downtown baseball stadium sooner than later. Yep. So what do you guys, you get fired up about that?
I'm fired up.
Yeah, I'm fired up too. Yeah. Not only do I work right there, I live right there. So
see?
The idea of being able to just scoot over to see a baseball game is really exciting to me.
Yeah, and I live up north. I'm up by you. I was at our Quick Trip this morning up on Berry Road.
Oh, were you?
The coldest Quick Trip in the city, by the way. The wind just howls through there.
Yeah,
I had to get
all hell breaks loose in that parking lot every morning. That is that'll get your blood boiling. So
totally relevant to what I was saying. It's a quick Uber ride downtown for me as opposed to clear out east of the city. So and just everything it'll bring downtown. We are pumped. I mean, to bring up downtown like that's gonna be fantastic.
Totally. Yeah.
So
I'm with you. I'm excited about it. Mike Boddicker's on board.
I'm on board.
So there we're all. Let's get this thing done.
He's on board. Let's go.
No kidding, right?
Right.
When he's give us a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Okay, so you brought in a lot of product here. And Nate Bucati, we will try to accurately describe everything so it will feel like you're tasting this delicious beer with us, all right?
Yeah, no bobs, Nate, so don't feel too bad.
Okay, you can live vicariously through us.
This isn't the first time Steve and I have had a beer before 10 o'clock.
Well, and it won't be the last.
No, it probably won't be the last.
Hey, look, there's oats and there's grains and beer, right?
So it's
essentially breakfast. Exactly, yeah.
Hey, my wife's driving me around. This is probably going pretty good with the back pills.
I was wondering if you were
You'll have me broadcasting out on that balcony here in a little bit, so it'll be great. So what are we at? What's the first thing we're going to talk about?
Well, see, you know, it's kind of timely, too, because that letter that John Sherman sent out, he mentioned the rich baseball tradition in Kansas City, and one of the things he pointed out was the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, which is a treasure, right? You know, we're home to one of the greatest baseball players of all time, which is Buck O'Neill. And this year, he finally was inducted into the Hall of Fame, And then just last week would have been his, I think it was his 111th birthday. And so we had a gala with the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum downtown. But we also brewed a beer for him in partnership with a brewery called Vine Street Brewery. They're up and coming new in Kansas City. We brewed a beer with them last year for Boulevardia, and we pulled some of that beer off and threw it into some Chardonnay barrels. And we named it after Buck. It's the legendary 22. It's a Chardonnay barrel aged Saison. It was a beer that's appropriate to raise in his honor. So it's you know, it's light, it's easy
it's
to drink.
It's awesome.
Yeah. It that Chardonnay, the Chardonnay barrels.
Yes, you can taste it. It's you can taste it.
Not something that we typically do, but if you smell it, it smells like white wine. It's really fruity. Mm, it's also 9% ABV, so you know, chug it and see what happens. This morning will get weird.
Come on in here, Marco. Come on.
Speaking of FOMO.
Come in here.
Oh, man. He's leaving his post.
This show runs itself. Come on in here, Marco. Nate, how does this sound to you at least? You could at least listen to what we're saying. Does this sound good to you?
I love a Saison, and it's good. It sounds delicious. Yeah.
And just like, you know.
It tastes awesome, Nate. You'd love it.
For collectors, this is such a cool bottle.
Oh, yeah.
When you're done, you put this up on the mantle. That's
fantastic. Buck in the dugout right there. I was also, this is out in the market right now, and you can drink good and feel good because 100% of the proceeds of the sale of this beer goes directly to the museum.
Sold.
So we got to support that amazing museum.
Where can I get this?
Kyle?
You know, it should be all over town. It came out last week or so, and it's available. I've seen it at many stores that I've been to over the past few weeks. Dave Thompson up in Liberty, my guy, he's got it at some of the Hy-Vees up there and other independent liquor stores, different stuff. So Dave always takes care of us up there in Liberty. So, yeah, I mean, it's all over. You can find it.
Yeah. Can I drink a bottle every time Ryan O'Hearn gets in a bat?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, Mike, what do you think of this?
I think it's wonderful.
Would you drink that while you're out mowing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lines be a little crooked.
No.
Yeah, that's all right.
That might actually straighten them up.
Yeah. Get things right. Okay, so so this is available now.
Yeah.
100% of the proceeds go to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, which is awesome. Okay, and so what else do we have to make Nate jealous?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll tee this
up. Well, if you want to say anything else about that to really dig into Nate, go ahead, please.
No, I mean, you know, it's a limited supply, so Nate needs to get back here quickly and get this beer. So.
And you're thinking maybe it might not be around much longer, like by the time he gets it back.
Right. We'll leave a couple bottles on his desk.
So no one's going to leave a bottle for me at least?
I don't know.
I got you a couple bottles.
It'll be in the refrigerator in the break room.
I don't know. Mike Boniker's here. Maybe he gets a bottle. I don't know.
That's not going to last.
Yeah, if it goes in the break room, that seems to be gone before you guys
get
there.
We brought plenty.
The sales staff will have those bottles empty by noon. I can trust you on that one.
spin the bottle in the commissary.
Right. So, okay, now what do we have here now? So much darker.
So this is you know, we have a pretty big barrel aging program. So this is called Maple Mood. It's a really big double mash stout. That's aged in whiskey barrels and then topped off a little maple syrup. So it's big, it's boozy.
Taste it.
You can taste that maple in there. It's also like 14% ABV too. Okay. So we didn't bring any small beers today. Sorry, guys.
Nate, you might remember our last conversation. I do. Where you talked about Requiem for a Pancake. And this beer is not the exact same, it does have some of those same.
Very similar, yeah.
Yeah. And again,
it's
back
sweet.
To. Yeah, I stopped at, Quick Trip. I got myself a nice maple Long John for the drive down here this morning. Because I was trying to get myself in the mindset. You know, that was research. That's what I tell my wife. Why do you have so many gas station snacks? I do a lot of research while I drive
for
around.
For the ride down here, you got your...
Yeah, why not?
I like their breakfast tacos, to be honest with you. I get those for a couple of drives every day.
Nate, you know how I feel about maple bars.
I love them.
I was just going to say, you got to tell these guys what was waiting for you every Sunday. In your major league career with the Royals.
Donut Sunday. And Meatball always had a couple maple bars waiting for me.
Meatball, for people that don't know?
Joe Caronia. He was one of our clubhouse guys. He's actually a comedian.
And nobody ate your maple bar? They knew that was from Mike Bodick?
Meatball kill him if they tried to touch my maple bars, yeah.
Yeah, so nobody tried to touch
no,
your maple
no,
bar?
No, 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 no.
Well, thank you. Happy for that. So this, I mean, clearly for someone with a little bit of a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
So tell us about where this limited release. Where
this whole
is...
thing's like breakfast.
That's right. Exactly right.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. That's right. The whole idea. Maybe move, like, Nate, when you're firing up your smoker in the morning on a Sunday, this is the beer you want to have in the morning. Yeah. Mm. It'll wake you up, keep you warm.
Keto, guys,
it won't make you warm. Yeah. It'll just make you not care. It's
and
cold outside.
Sometimes Nate's a smoker on Sundays, if you know what I mean. That's the weekend. So where do we – Kyle liked that one.
Yeah.
And so where can –
we can find this same places, man. We can find this all over town.
Yeah.
It's a limited release, so again, go into your local. If your local favorite spot doesn't have it, kindly ask them. Hey, Maple Mood, what's up? Where can I get it? Can you get it in for me? But it's around. It just came out 2 weeks ago as well, actually. So look for it on shelves.
So am I wrong to say this tastes like a really good beer to have, like, on Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Totally. Yep.
Right?
That's exactly
a nice
the idea.
Thanksgiving
yep.
beer.
Yeah.
I could enjoy this with some turkey, some cranberry or whatever, or when you got that drunk uncle that's a little bit too handsy, give him one.
I'd save this for post meal because it's a very sweet one.
Right.
We talk about Thanksgiving a lot. Tank 7 is what I would recommend for
with the actual dinner, yeah.
With Thanksgiving.
That's one of my favorites you guys do.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites too.
Oh yeah.
So what did you of the two, which one do you like better, Mike Boddicker? You have a good taste for beer. Come on.
I tell you what, I really like this one.
Like
the Buck O'Neill.
The Buck O'Neill is really...
They're much different.
No, they could not be more
day.
Different,
right.
For
night
sure.
And day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Literally night and day. They're black and white there. Yeah, I mean, it's...
yeah.
But so, why choose when you could have both is what I say.
This
that's the way
probably,
I
yeah. Yep. This time of day, why not? So, yeah, that's...
Yeah, we have a lot of beers, and we like to drink for the season, you know. I think the Maple Mood is perfect for this time of the year. It's the weather starting to drop it like it is. It's brisk outside, and this, like I said, this beer will kind of keep you warm.
So what else is going on with Boulevard Brewing Company in the holidays?
Well, again, Nate, there's a big event coming up this week. World Cup, obviously, coming up real soon. We're doing some fun stuff with Johnny's down there in Power and Light around the United States watch parties. I've partnered up with... the American Outlaws, Kansas City, our good friend Chris King down there at Johnny's. They're going to run some great Boulevard specials during the matches, which is super exciting. USA should get through their group, I hope, and we'll keep on going. So that, and then, of course, Tanner's. You always got Tanner's for college football. That's a big thing still. We got some big games this week. I was listening to Coach Barnett on the way in, so... some big games coming up, and that's really it right now. Oh, we have an anniversary tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah.
Tomorrow, happy anniversary.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Adam and I's. How many years we've been together?
33 years, I think.
33.
Right? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Our Boulevard Brewing Company, 33 years old tomorrow.
33 years old.
Yeah, can you believe it?
No.
Yeah.
It's good God.
I know I'm old, but I remember when it started. That's not good.
No, at least you can remember when it started.
Yeah, that's
that
true.
Good. That's
that
deal.
Is true.
You know,
I don't remember anything else.
Right,
yeah.
Nate? Like, I have no idea. So,
sometimes Mike can't remember where he is.
Anything going on special for the anniversary? Or?
Oh, well, we just hope that people are out in the town, like, buying beer, drinking beer.
Buy a pale ale. And
yeah, that's it. That was our first beer. Pale ale was our first beer. November 17th, 1989, we sold our first keg at Ponax, if you can believe it, right over there off Southwest Boulevard.
That's a good trivia question when you're doing a trivia around the house. Where was the first Boulevard keg tapped? And everybody's thinking of everything.
Ponax.
Ponax. Yeah.
Trick question.
Tell you what, we had Jake's little going away party when a few people got tapped down there at Ponax.
Were you on the margaritas?
Margarita taps.
Yeah. That's all I could. I'll just say Susan St. John. are you there? Okay. So again, now you brought in a couple of examples, but like say for instance, we're going over to my son's house for Thanksgiving, and I'm going to bring some goodies. And so tell me again, I want to hear from both of you guys some suggestions if you're out there hosting the holidays or you want to be the person that brings the good stuff, right?
Sure.
And shows up if you're going to be a guest at someone's house. And so give me a couple more recommendations for Thanksgiving Day or for the holidays. What should I show up with? And I can say, I can be smart about it. It looked like I put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah. So, all right, I'll start it off. Like you said earlier, Tank 7. Tank is if you want to be the king of the party, yep. you bring some Tank 7.
Right. You always be known as like, remember that guy that brought the Tank 7?
Yep.
Or that random that guy, not random guy, I guess you're supposed to be.
I'm kind of a random guy, but yeah. happy Thanksgiving is what I'll tell
yeah.
people.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
That's a great one.
And then what I would also, is kind of a wild card here, but I would bring some Berry Noir. That's like a light sour beer that's made with berries.
He's cheering in there for some reason.
It is a terrific beer to pair with like all of the whole every side that comes with your Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
Berry Noir is the perfect match.
Berry Noir.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
Are you locked out again?
I'm surprised they didn't mention this, Stephen.
What?
Last time they were in studio, they brought in one of these Quirk Hard Seltzers that was cranberry cinnamon flavored.
Yeah.
And
oh, that's good.
I've been handing that out around the house. I bought a 12 pack of that last weekend because we had a party for my my son's birthday. And
so you've been giving that to the kids, huh?
Yeah, give that to the kids.
Time to go to sleep, kids. Come here.
A little bit. Yeah. No, nice. But it's perfect because it just tastes like the holidays. Cranberry cinnamon. You can't. I mean, it's fantastic.
Yeah, if you can find that, grab it because what's out there is it for the season. Right. I was gonna recommend. Yeah, Quirk's nice too. It's a nice little. Yep. All that carbonation that kind of help you digest all the turkey and ham and Grandma Linda's noodles.
That's what I need.
Yeah.
The digestion part. So that was your, any other recommendations?
Yeah. Tank 7, man. Yeah, that's what I always go to. Yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
But I'll say this maple mood's pretty good, like you said, for a dessert
that's
drink.
That's a dessert.
He Mike Boddicker? Yep.
I agree, but I still really love the Buck O'Neill.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't sleep on the Buck O'Neill.
Oh, man, that's good.
How do you get a beer like that with such a high alcohol percentage? That's what surprised me is when I looked at the turned the bottle around.
Which
I saw
one, the maple?
Buck O'Neill.
The maple's 12.5.
You've been in there reading, and you can't even see. You've been drinking and trying to read? It's not working, Marco.
What do you think the over-under was on that there, Marco?
Well, I was thinking... lighter. I was probably thinking like a 5 or 6.
This is a 9. That's a 12, right?
Yeah, it tastes like a 5, but it hits like a 9 for sure.
I like I like how Adam said, "Hey,
I'll be in your office sleeping here in a while."
And he said, "Mike, don't sleep on the Buck O'Neill." He literally was telling you, "Don't go to sleep right now," because we've been known to do that.
I really like it a lot.
So, in case people are just joining us, again, go back to the Buck O'Neill. Because 100% of the proceeds go to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, which is very, very important. And also, for people like me that like to collect bottles and things, this is awesome because it has that Buck O'Neill with his foot up on the dugout steps, that iconic pose. And any baseball fan would love to have this on their mantle after they empty it into their bellies. But tell people again about this awesome Buck O'Neill beer.
Yeah, so the Buck O'Neill beer, Legendary 22, it's a celebration of Buck O'Neill's career of such a fantastic person for Kansas City and the start of the museum, inducted in the Hall of Fame. And so we made this beer for him. 100% of the proceeds go to the museum. You know, I was talking to Kiana Sakes and Bob Kentrick about this last week, and they're like, about the bottle, about collecting it. And Kiana was like, "I want to keep a bottle on my shelf. I don't know if I should open it or not." And I'm like, "Well, you can squeeze that cap back on.
Right.
drink the beer, fill it with water, put the cap on, and put it on your shelf. Don't sleep on the beer itself."
No, the beer's awesome. Really.
Thank you. We're very proud of it. It's like, I think it's one of the best. I mean,
yes.
When we knew we wanted to make a beer for Buck, we didn't just want to make any beer, and I think this is one of the best beers we've made this year.
Well, I think we just got the best. It's Boddicker approved.
Boddicker approved.
You definitely got that.
That's a big endorsement.
I know.
It's hard to get, I can tell you that. Fruit of the Loom tried to make him their underwear guy, and he said no.
Nope.
You guys are laughing.
Actually, it was Jockey.
Jockey.
Yeah, there you go.
You're not a Jockey guy?
No, after Jim Palmer was done, they tried to get Boddicker, and he declined.
I declined.
So, I mean, you know what? You're going for an endorsement that Jockey couldn't get. So
yeah, they looked at me and go, "Not that guy." Holy crap.
And happy 33rd anniversary. How about that? Thank you. For more information on everything, go to boulevard.com. Anything else that our beautiful people out there need to know?
You know, we got the Rec Deck the Halls coming back this year.
That's true.
If you find yourself at the beer hall over the holidays, you should pop up to the fourth floor.
I was up there yesterday. And they have these little shots of, I think, Irish cream that they're going to put with Bourbon Barrel Quad. I'm there.
So we went, I think I told you guys this.
Damn, that sounds good, too.
Yeah.
The afternoon of New Year's Eve, and we only intended to stay there for, 30 minutes, and then we stayed longer.
Oh, yeah, it's like a casino. We don't put clocks there.
Right,
we don't want you to know how long you've been there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So I encourage it's a great
Do you need a reservation?
Yeah, so they are taking reservations right now. I think it's available for reservations on Friday and Saturday, and then it should be open during the week here and there, so you just have to call ahead and find out.
Yeah. But what if you're Nate Buchanan? Do you really need a reservation, or can't you just go drop your name?
Oh, you just storm in the door. Yeah,
like, do you know who I am? In. You know, soccer, and then you just get in, right?
Right.
I would think so.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. Yeah.
If he could kick in the door, he would have gotten to his room.
Right. Yeah.
I just want you to know that.
Hey, fellas, thank you so much for the time. We're always happy to have our friends from Boulevard Brewing Company in. My man Adam and Kyle. Kyle, I hope to see you at the Berry Road Quick Trip sometime, you know?
I'll be the guy by the donuts
yeah.
or the taquitos.
I'll be the guy grabbing the tacos over there. Right? Yeah. That's exactly right. All right, Boulevard Brewing Company, and go get this awesome, legendary 22 beer. And don't forget about it. If you got that sweet tooth, Maple Mood for Thanksgiving. Have that with the desserts afterwards after you're chasing your family home. We'll be back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. All right, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you used to. I look funny, but you're making money, see? Come on, Mike, you're next. All right. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I'll drink a bottle of Hennessy, you got really? On your shelf. So just let me introduce myself. Coming up, Nate's going to tell you how to stuff your Thanksgiving turkey. But right now, we're still talking baseball.
I tried to get out of here. You're not going anywhere.
He tried to get out of here. You're not going anywhere, Mike.
I'm
not done with you.
I'm trying.
I'm leaning on Mike. Nate, I hit a wall about 8:30, 8:45. I started having some issues. I'm still, you know, my
I got him covered, Nate. Don't worry.
Hopefully the beer helps.
Well, you know, I'm under the care of the lovely and talented Susan St. John, and so I'm kind of lost without her. But so Marco's had enough of me already. But
come
hey,
pick up your husband, Susan.
Come get him, please. So we've got.
We got Ryan O'Hearn.
I'm not going to let that spoil what's been a good offseason. But I could.
Okay, we got Modesty back.
Yeah, well.
For 2 weeks.
But at least when he's healthy, he's good. Sometimes.
Well, sometimes. Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of a crapshoot when it comes to that, but usually he doesn't last very long before he's hurt. So
what?
Very talented kid.
And so, and you again to reiterate, we talked about the open letter sent out by John Sherman.
Yes, I'm excited. I'm excited. I hope I'm alive by the time it gets up.
Well, that's a somewhat of a morbid thought, but me too.
Hey, I'm at that age. You don't know.
Hey, you're just being realistic.
Yep.
But. I mean, honestly, I think some people would have expected you to be like, you know, no, stay out of it. I don't want this.
I am not against change, Stephen. I'm against bad baseball. You know, I'm tired of watching bad baseball. That's all. Change is good. Change is good.
Okay, so I asked you about Matt Quatrero. Well, I asked you about the downtown city, but Matt Quatrero, did that excite you? Are you fired up about that?
No, he's an analytics and sabermetrics guy.
That doesn't excite you?
No, not really. What excites me is who's their pitching coach going to be, and are all these kids going to have their head in a tablet nonstop during the course of a game? Because they don't even know what's going on in the game.
What? Okay, so then give me the criteria. What should they be looking for in a pitching coach? Seriously.
Yeah, I don't even think I want to try to even go there.
Why?
Because he has to fit the bill with the analytics and all the other stuff in order to fit into this regime. Correct? And I don't think that's the answer. Not to me it isn't. Most of these kids, from what I've seen in the last 3 or 4 years, cannot think for themselves. Can't.
So why do you think Brady Singer turned things around?
I think he just said, screw it. I was good before, and I'm going to go back, and I'm going to be good again with what I did.
Do you think that with these young pitchers that were very successful that led them to being high draft picks, do you think the Royals made bad picks?
Nope.
Or do you think the Royals took talented pitchers and have gotten them away from what made them talented and have kind of ruined them.
That would be my assessment of the whole scenario. I watch these kids on film. I watch what they could do. They weren't bad picks. Maybe Bubich. I wasn't really kept
on the fence about Bubich, but Brady Singer, Jackson Kowar. So all these other guys,
they got great stuff, and they had command. And all of a sudden, they get here, and I mean, they're 3-1, 2-0, 3-1, walking people. I don't understand what happened. It's still baseball.
Okay, so
they I think they get filled up with so much information. Their minds are blown. They can't think for themselves.
Look, it's pretty clear from that article of The Athletic that there were players or pitchers in that clubhouse that didn't buy in and didn't believe what they were being told by the coaching staff. And so when you have players that doubt what the coaches are telling them,
you're not going to succeed.
That's why they kind of had to blow everything up, right?
I think that's a bad problem. Yeah, I think what they did in the offseason, I think was good. I'm not sure how it's going to pan out.
Do you think, because look, Brady Singer turned it around after struggling. Do you think it's too late on any of these guys, or do you think that Kowar, that Lynch, you didn't think much of Bubich, so I won't mention him. Do you think that some of these young arms that have not been able to live up to their promise, do you think they could still reach their ceiling, or is it too late now?
No, it's not too late. No, it's just that was a wasted period from the time they were signed until now to where they could have gotten better or great because they have the stuff. We've seen their stuff, and it's really good. It's learning. They got to pitch, and they have to think, and they have to understand baseball. It's a failing game, you know. You're going to get beat around once in a while, but how do you respond to it, you know? And when you get on a roll, you got to ride that roller coaster like Singer did. I mean, he just kept getting more confident and more confident. His stuff wasn't any different. It's all in your head, and if you can't think for yourself, you're in trouble.
Nate Bucati?
I want to ask you about what they're going to do with Mondesi, you know, now that he's back.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, we've got our DH and bench player in O'Hearn, so I don't know where he's going to fit in then. But Steven's excited.
What about Asa Lacy?
Is he alive?
I don't know.
Does even anybody know? Number one pick, and I have heard anything. I mean, it's just like silence. What?
Right.
I have no idea.
Well, health issues and also inability to throw strikes.
There we go again. Yeah, there we go again.
Okay, so but he I know that Nate was playing a little grab ass there asking about Mondesi, or maybe he really wants to know. But
they're going to keep him. I mean, he's going to be on the roster. Yeah. We got to figure out what – I mean, if you're going to keep a kid, how are you going to play him and how often are you going to play him?
On the IL. But Amy Rogers said in her article about the Royals' offseason plans that Michael Massey – he is giving first crack to be the everyday second baseman. And they want Bobby Wood Jr. to be the shortstop and not bounce him around.
Good.
Okay?
That's right.
So if that's true, and
I really like that. Yeah.
Massey and Bobby Wood Jr.
You betcha.
Okay?
Yep.
Who plays third base?
Whoever they go get in the offseason.
So he's not on the roster.
There are spots that need to be filled on this team. Obvious, right? I'd like to see him go get another good starting pitcher or two, maybe a third baseman. I think their outfield's not bad.
Also said that they're going in to the offseason with the idea that MJ Melendez is the left fielder.
Oof. Never mind. Outfield's not that good then.
No?
No, he's not a very good outfielder. Not a very good catcher either.
They're going to try to
trade. Hit, but he can't He can't play a position right now in my mind.
They're going to try to trade Michael Taylor, and then that would give center field to Drew Waters.
Yep, I like that.
I like that, too.
I like that.
And then they want to add a veteran right-handed hitter to play right field or third base.
Yeah.
What about – okay.
Good call.
Has Kyle Isbell or Nate Eaton, do they deserve a crack? I think Nate
Eaton
does.
Yeah. I would go with Eaton first. Yeah, give him a shot
in the outfield or at third base.
He's got a lot of work to do in the offseason to be a third baseman. He could do it. I mean, I watch guys do it that were terrible third basemen, and they made themselves into good third basemen.
Be obviously a better value to the Royals if he could play third base.
Third base, right. And I think he could do it. He has the reactions.
Man, I like him. There's something about him.
But he needs a lot of work there. He needs to take this whole offseason and just work on third base, working on ground balls, working on plays, working on cutoffs, and everything else you're supposed to do as a third baseman. He has to know those things if he's going to play in the big leagues at third base.
He can't play every day, but could Modesty play third base?
Yes. Yes, he could.
Maybe, Katie, do you have anything to add to what we're talking about?
Not really.
Tell you what, if you had Modesty at third and Bobby Witt Jr. at short, ain't a whole lot of balls getting through that left side.
No, that's true.
You're not getting many balls through that left
and
side.
And Michael Massey was considered, he won the gold glove
in
the minor
deserved
leagues
it.
For the entire minor leagues.
That kid can play. I really like that kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it weird that
we've got some great young position players, and we could have some great young pitchers if they get figured out.
In all her articles about the offseason, even when we talked to her, Nick Prado has not been mentioned at all.
No.
Do you find that funny?
Well, he's a first baseman with no power, real power. He's smooth over at first base, but he doesn't hit enough to be there. He's got to hit.
Do you think he has value on the trade market?
Yes.
Make Vinny Pasquantino your first baseman, and then you don't need an everyday DH. Rotate your DH because you're not trading
Vinny.
We had
Steve Balboni at first base and won a World Series.
Nate asked her who the untouchables are, and she said Bobby Witt Jr., Vinny Pasquantino and MJ Melendez. Do you agree with that? They should be untouchable?
No. I'd trade Melendez in a heartbeat.
Okay. I'm not trading Vinny. He's going to end up being
No. That kid can play.
He's an elite hitter.
Yeah. If he could run a lick.
Right, but just look what the numbers
he
put up already.
Jim Thome's in the Hall of Fame.
Thank you.
And he couldn't run a lick. If you can hit, you can hit, fellas. That's it.
What if someone offered you a giant trade package for Brady Singer?
Our only real pitcher?
Right.
It'd have to be a giant. It'd have to be a couple stud pitchers in there along with it. But, no, I can't trade him right now because he's it.
It feels like they got to make a big trade, though, to shake things up. You would say
we'll see what JJ does. I mean, JJ's the guy that'll do it.
You would trade Melendez, but
in a heartbeat.
But
yeah.
They seems like they won't. And you would trade Barlow because that's a
good
trade.
Yes, I would. That's
a good
trade piece. Yeah, good value.
You think Prado has value in a trade?
Not as much as you would think.
I would say, Nate, go ahead, but Nate doesn't want to talk.
No, he doesn't want to talk. He wants to talk about soccer and the Chiefs.
No, I do have a thought on Melendez. You know, I think
he can hit.
It
the
seems
kid
to
can
be
hit.
Right now that the – yeah. But he doesn't have a position.
No, he does not.
Left field.
No, he does not.
And I don't know, like, how complete of a hitter he's going to become. It seems to me like the Royals believe in him more maybe than other organizations do, which is what makes him untouchable, is they think that he's only continuing to get better, and maybe other teams don't value him that high. So if you're not going to get the same return for him, I guess you hold on to him. But
yeah.
To me, that's part of what the Royals have made a mistake in the past, is they believed in some guys a little more than they should have, and then they ended up not getting anything for him, you know, or out of him.
Well, I don't think JJ's that guy. I think he's going to shake things up. I really like to see him revamp the minor league system and see what's going to happen there and see what they've got going on, because we have to develop pitchers here. You can't have all these talented kids and next thing you know they're here and they can't pitch.
Here's what I think is going to happen. I think they're going to end up trading one of these, and it won't be a blockbuster, but there is still some value in some of these young arms that haven't panned out, right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
You
talk to any of the teams out there.
Let's say you're Mike Boddicker, and you're the GM of Tampa, San Diego, whatever, and you're looking to try to pick off one of these young pitchers that's not doing well for the Royals because you think, I can do something with that kid. And we've seen teams like San Francisco and Tampa take pitchers that weren't doing well in other organizations and turn them around. If you were going to take one of these pitchers and actually give something up of value because you believe you could turn him into a stud or at least a good starting pitcher, who would you try to take from the Royals?
Coar. Get him cheap.
Oh, I wonder how. Yeah, I wonder how cheap. Yeah, so
I think you get him cheap because he has not done anything. He's failed mightily here, but his stuff is fabulous.
It seems like in the past the Royals would be so scared to trade, make that deal because they didn't want to see. You know,
come back and bite him in the rear end.
But you got to take that chance.
Yeah, you do.
Nate, would you do that if you were able to get something for one of these youngs and take the risk of watching him go and be a star someplace else and make a move like that? Because there still is value in some of these arms, like Mike said.
Well, I think that you throw Prado in the mix there, too, which is if you want to trade those guys, it's going to be our failed prospect for your failed prospect. So, you know, you're trading for a guy that hasn't panned out and lived up to the hype in his early stint with some other team,
or if you,
you can get the most out of him.
That's what
or
I said. You're going to get him cheap.
Or if you're willing to take on some money for a veteran. If a team's looking to shed, and I'm not talking about taking on a huge contract.
Right.
But if a team's looking to shed.
Number three starter, number four starter. You know, had success.
Right, like $8 million, $9, $10 million in salary with an established starting pitcher. That could happen, right?
Yeah, maybe if that's the way you need to get somebody else in your rotation, you could do something like that. Or, you know, I think that
we can get Veach to walk over and make some trades. Yeah, he does pretty good.
I mean, who's their rotation right now?
Singer.
And
Greinke back.
Well, he ain't not back yet, but like, no, honestly, who's their rotation right now?
Singer.
That's it.
That's if you're not going to win many games. That's it. Until they figure
it out.
That's
not a rotation. That's a
they.
Well, he can pitch every game. He can pitch every day.
In her article, they said they want to go out and acquire two veteran starting pitchers.
That's exactly.
One of them they want to be Greinke. So how
that's all right.
And they've also said they're not going to spend any money really in free agency. So how are they going to get the other one? How are they going to get a
seven starting
pitcher?
You're going to have to
trade for one.
Yeah, you're going to have to trade.
And you're going to have to take out some money there.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't going to break the bank, but so you can go out and get a solid starting pitcher. And they could add that kind of money, but you got to maybe you give up some high upside guys that haven't panned out here. You just got to take the risk that they pan out someplace else. So be it.
I'd package Melendez and Dozier.
Easy.
And try to get me a good pitch.
Well, I'd package Dozier as well. I don't think that's
well, I mean,
help
that's.
Me.
I mean.
Right. You can have Melendez, but you got to take Dozier.
You know, you're not. They're not getting rid of O'Hearn.
Yeah. Hey, we've got this package
that
of
ain't gonna happen.
To see if you can.
Nope.
Here's what I'm hoping, though, because they keep saying that Dayton Moore is going to take a job in Texas working for who's your guy, Nate? Chris Young?
Yeah.
Well, say he goes to Texas, then they call Texas. We got this MVP caliber talent, Alberto Mondesi. You want him?
Let's make a deal. Mondesi.
Well, you they could. But they
mean,
can
they
you
could.
Got to train him to Dayton Moore.
Yeah.
So
he'd take him.
I'm really disappointed in you, Nate. We got Mike Boddicker here, and you're just like, I don't want to talk to him. You're mad because we're drinking beer, and you're not here.
Nah. I'm a little sour about that.
They don't have a cocktail bar in your hotel room?
I bet they do. But that's why I locked
into
the bar.
You can't get into it. That's the problem. Yeah.
We'll be back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Nate Bucati, you're in Denver moving things around apparently, but tell people why you're in Colorado.
Because I'm going to be doing the match commentary for Invicta FC 50 tonight. This is the 10-year anniversary of Invicta FC, the first and largest still all women's MMA organization in the world, and they are going to be battling for the strawweight championship of the world tonight in a really unique and groundbreaking format where it's going to be a four-fighter tournament who the four fighters will be basically fighting in a semifinal round. Then we've got a couple of really good fights in between as they recover And then the winners of those two fights will take on one another in a final strawweight championship bout. So the winner could go as far as 6 5-minute rounds tonight to win. So this is groundbreaking stuff. It should be really fun. They just found out who their opponents were going to be last night, too. So that adds a little intrigue to the whole thing. So if you want to check it out, you can go to the Invicta FC YouTube page or check us out on Axis. Should be a lot of fun. I'm really excited about it.
Any mud in the ring?
No.
No mud wrestling?
No. Straight up MMA, dude. Oh, but okay. I will tell you this, man. This is the fourth time I've done a Invicta bout. These women...
They kick your butt, wouldn't they?
They're incredibly tough. They punish one another, and they never back down. So it's going to be a really, really fun night. I haven't watched a bad fight in Invicta yet.
Oh, boy. See, now make some trades, JJ. Let's go. Jeff Passan here. Let me make sure, because Elon Musk has ruined Twitter, so I got to make sure that's actually Jeff Passan. All-star outfielder Teoscar Hernandez has been traded to the Seattle Mariners from the Toronto Blue Jays. Sources familiar with the deal tell ESPN.
Wow.
I like Seattle. That's a nice move for Seattle.
Yeah,
I'm dying to find out what they gave up, though.
Fantasy baseball? You worried about it?
No, look, the Royals have sucked for a while, and so now I'm like excited, and I do think, I'm hoping, I'm crossing my fingers that they are going to be more transactional, and they're going to make some moves. And look, that's what they had to do to build that World Series championship. They had to make that Greinke deal to get Kane and to get Escobar. They had to make that deal to get Shields, to get Wade Davis, and give up a prospect that was very tough to give up in Will Myers, who, by the way, they are looking at possibly as a free agent. Wouldn't that be full circle? But
I'd take Will Myers.
It's going to be someone that they value that it might hurt to trade, but history has shown us you got to sometimes make those deals if you want to get over the hump and get to where you want to go. And so, every time I see, Jeff Passan reporting, what? Trade? Okay. But there's one. Let's get the
ball
the
rolling. Yeah.
Get the ball rolling, Marco.
It's time.
Nate just wants everyone to stand pat, sit on their thumbs. That's what he likes.
Be more transactional.
I want trades, signings, trades. They've already had firings. Now, when I said signings, I wasn't anticipating Ryan O'Hearn. That wasn't on my effing list. I didn't need that.
That's why I was staring at you. I'm going, you really liked that, didn't you?
You know, and something, here's the deal. And I'm prepared for it. He's going to be on the team when they open up the downtown ballpark.
Yeah.
He'll be the backup first baseman.
Either he's going to be playing or he's going to be in the front office.
Might as well be coming off the IL.
There you go.
We all fired up here. I was having a great day. Thank you, Mike Boddicker. Thank you, Nate Bucati. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 810 WHB.
The Border Patrol has been brought to you by Walker Medical Linen Services, setting the standard in healthcare laundry services for hospitals, surgery centers, and medical clinics in Kansas City. Walker Medical Linen delivers laundry you can depend on. HLAC certified to the highest standards. It's Walker Medical Linen Services, online at walkermls.com.
Bye-bye.